All right, time for a setting the bar story, Kelly.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Now, I'm sure they thought, wow, this will show them. But actually, it's probably not. So if you can manage to make it through the day without paying your $23,000 settlement in loose change,
wow.
You're doing okay. Again,
oh man,
kind of, all right, this will show them. I'm going to pay them all in pennies. Yeah, this welding company was ordered to pay a subcontractor that amount of money. The company complied, but they weren't going to just cut a check. They were a little disgruntled, so they decided they were going to pay it in coins.
I sent in a little statement.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. But now they might actually have to cover an extra $7,000 in legal fees because of the stunt. Here's the lawyer kind of talking about her client receiving the payment in change.
At first, I thought you've got to be kidding me. And then we had to go through the logistics. Again, it's showing you pennies, quarters, dimes. In our pleadings, we called it the figurative middle finger. Just to acquire that money took effort. But then to open them all up and dump them into a container, that is not just trying to pay a bill.
Yeah, they sent a flatbed truck to the lawyer's office with a box full of quarters, dimes, nickels, pennies all mixed together. And yeah, you heard the lawyer.
Oh, so they were upset because the coins weren't separated. They just mixed them all in and it was going to take forever to try to get it all sifted through, really?
Well, the settlement it didn't specify how they had to pay.
Right. So I feel like that's a loophole. And so they're fine doing it the way they did. They gave the money.
Like I said.
Right?
Like I said, but if the judge disagrees, because the welding company claims that they were not being malicious or trying to waste anyone's time. Uh-huh.
That took some logistics getting that together. That was premeditated.
For sure. But if the judge disagrees with that statement, then like I said, they're going to have to pay an extra $7,000 in attorney fees. So,
that's a hefty fine.
Yep. So again, this I'm sure they thought, you know what? This is good.
This will show them. Right. This will show them.
But it may actually turn out to kind of bite them in the butt there. So,
I would love it. You know what? They sound like the type of people that would again get the $7,000 in fees, pay it the same way, and then they'll get slapped with more fees. It'll just be a cycle of wow.
It's like when you have to not be as stubborn as you want to be.
Yes, right? Exactly. You can just feel the stubbornness coming from the story.
For sure. All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar story.